Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tia, can you answer a quick question for me?
Sure.
Do you know how long we've been doing?
Probably it's months for sure. Four-ish months?
Yeah, we've been doing something called Feel Good Friday on Fridays.
Only for four-ish months?
No. Eric has been here.
Only.
No, it's probably almost a year.
Yeah, I've been here getting close. I've been here about five.
So we started it before Erica got here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's been a year.
So it's Feel Good Friday. This is when we tell some stories to bring you up. A lot of times we focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. Somehow, after the full year or whatever, still Erin gets floored by it every time, and she's scrambling, going through news sites, trying to find a story. So let's each tell our stories and make sure that we
block her.
Nope, it's not one of those. You don't good evening.
Nope,
you don't get to go first. Erica?
I would love to go first.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully, this is probably not the story you have. This story actually, in a way, comes from 24 years ago, September 11th.
Oh, wow.
A woman named Anita and I believe her friend were visiting New York City. They were from out of the country. And obviously, we all know what happened on September 11th, 2001.
Yeesh. Yeah.
They were running, their phones that they had didn't work. So they were like going business to business, trying to find anyone. They needed to call their family back home and say, we're okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And they could not find anyone until they ran into this one building. And she says, we just looked at him and said, can we use the phone? And the man said, of course, and immediately hands them the phone. They had gone to the Michael Jackson concert the night before.
Wow.
So they actually slept in. They were supposed to go to site of the Trade Center. But they accidentally slept in and were on their way as this all happened. So they get to this office and a man named Marty, there was like no one else there, let them use the phone. And they were just like so thankful. They were so scared. And he was like so kind and gave them a pen as they were leaving, as they had contacted their families and were able to leave. And she says now, every time she goes back to New York, she tries to find him.
Aww.
With only the information on the pen, which says Association of Travel Executives, I think it says.
It seems like we should be able to find him with a Google search, does it not?
I know. And so now, this isn't happy in that they found him, but a site called Upworthy posted it. And tons of comments are trying to find him. They think they may have located his most recent job, but he would be like in his 70s now.
Wow. So
he'll remember it though. You know,
Marty from New York who met Anita at this time is somehow in Denver.
Wow.
We're looking for you.
I like that.
Yeah.
They're going to reunite.
I think they're going to find him. Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Oh, go ahead, Tia.
Sure. My story's out of Kentucky.
Oh.
There was a nurse who was taking some things out to the dumpster. And there, where the hospital's located, they share kind of a parking lot with a distillery. Mm. So there's like the dumpsters are all, it's like half medical stuff and the other ones are all like booze stuff. She heard some noises coming from the dumpster. She looked in and realized there were a couple raccoons with their babies that had gotten stuck in the dumpster. And in the booze dumpster. So these raccoons were...
Let's go! No.
They were wasted.
Oh, no!
And they were stuck and wasted. And they like she was so worried about them. And
Hasn't been there, right? Yeah. Am I right?
It's feel good.
Oh,
Friday.
You're right. Mm. Well, I feel good.
So this nurse, her nursing instincts and her motherly instincts kicked in. She got the raccoons. She used the shovel. She got them out of there. And she performed CPR on the drunk raccoons to revive them and bring them back to life. No,
she saved them. She did mouth-to-mouth on raccoons, on trash bandits.
Just the chest presses.
Just the chest, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Yeah, so she saved them, and she was worried because she knows like they might have rabies. Maybe they'll come to and attack me, but they didn't. They were just still pretty drunk.
Grateful and drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful.
Am I allowed?
If you want to go, do you have a story?
I have.
If you take mine, I will I will.
Is yours from Florida?
No, I think you're okay.
Okay. In June, 29-year-old Florida resident Estrella was driving around to pick up lunch when she noticed an elderly woman walking slowly down the street.
Oh boy, you're getting Eric already.
She's alone.
Gonna break.
No. And she decided to approach her to see if she needed assistance. This woman turned out to be 97-year-old retiree Lillian. And wow. She ended up offering her a ride because the older woman was waiting at the bus. And they got to chatting in the car, and they found out that they are born in the same area of, I always get tongue-tied saying this country, Nicaragua.
Oh,
thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
And now they are best friends, and they go get lunch all the time.
Wow.
And they're on TikTok just sharing their lives together.
That so is, you're saying I just need to wander around the streets looking sad until
you're
someone...
You're not 97.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
That's beautiful.
That is.
Friendship comes in all ages.
Okay. Would you guys like a kid or a dog?
Oh my gosh, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dog about Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, so that was my others.
No.
Okay, never mind. Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
There's only so many good stories.
Oh, is that the dog that went in there? No.
No.
Okay. The dog's last name.
Yes.
There's a dog in Arizona that ended up in a shelter because, unfortunately, it was accidentally shot.
Oh, why?
It doesn't really say how the dog got shot, but it survived a gunshot wound and lost one of its legs.
Oh, buddy.
And that put it in a shelter, and no one wants a three-legged dog.
That's I would love true. A tripod.
So it sat in the shelter forever. They decided to do something radical and shoot a video of the dog and put it up on socials. The social feed hit a man named Zach Monticello, who 1 year to the day prior to the day it hit the socials, had crashed his UTV and lost a leg.
Oh.
And he went and said, "This is my dog." And the two of them are living happily ever after.
Between them, they have four legs.
Aw, which is sweet.
Thanks for the math.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.